said he got information very late, so he might make it myself. So we're covered.
That's the sound of models and makeup artists preparing for a fashion show that's about to take place on London's South Bank Quays. In the middle of all this is David Tovey. He's a 40-year-old designer, an artist, and a former chef in the British Army. The models are wearing David's colorful and original designs. But before he started making clothes, he went through some hard times and became homeless.
I used to cook for the Queen, for God's sake. Do you know what I mean? To go from being extremely successful and good at everything I did to suddenly having lost everything in such a short period of time, that was a massive kick in the teeth for me.
In 2011, on Easter Sunday to be precise, David suffered a minor stroke while working as a chef in a restaurant. That was just the start of his serious health problems. Soon after, he was diagnosed with neurosyphilis, then colon cancer, and then HIV. Due to his illnesses, David couldn't work, and soon he had become homeless and began to live in his car.
I isolated myself really badly. I wouldn't use any of the homeless day shelters, day centers. I wouldn't even go to the soup runs. I fed myself out of bins. Have you ever been that cold that it doesn't matter what you try to do to warm yourself up, you can't get warm? You know, you're shivering, you're shaking. I was that cold. I was wet. I was lonely. I was pretty much having a complete mental meltdown. And I just couldn't see the following day. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't see me waking up. I couldn't see anything getting better. And I think that's why, in the end, I tried to take a massive overdose.
One night in a park in central London, David tried to end his own life by injecting himself with crystal meth. However, just as he was about to inject the lethal dose, a stranger grabbed the syringe from David's hands.
He was the first person that had actually asked me what was wrong. He contacted a charity called the Pillion Trust, who are basically my lifesavers. He got me some food. He gave me £10, and he got me to a night shelter the following day.
From there, David was given accommodation in a hostel for ex-servicemen. It's at this point that his story takes a turn for the better.
I then got introduced to a charity called Cafe Art. They represent homeless and ex-homeless artists. Art is a proven form of therapy to help mental health and trauma victims rebuild their lives.
Cafe Art asked David if he'd be interested in designing a t-shirt for another charity called Clothing the Homeless.
So I did a design for him. I said to him, well, how are you going to promote the t-shirt and stuff? They said, well, just online.
That marketing strategy didn't resonate too well with him.
And I thought, it's not really going to raise awareness about the plight of homelessness. So I said, can we do a fashion show? They were like, brilliant, let's do it. Who's going to make the clothes? And I got elected. I'd never made clothes before. And thought, well, why not? Let's do it.
That's when I first met David, on London's South Bank Quays, surrounded by 12 glamorous-looking male and female models, all wearing his colorful designs. They'd all volunteered their time. So too had hairstylists, makeup artists, and a host of other people.
We got a load of recycled clothes, recycled materials, which we found on the street. None of it cost us a penny. And I then started making clothes. It's amazing what you can learn from YouTube. And from that, I came up with 11 pieces. We couldn't get permission anywhere to hold the show. And I was like, well, it's to raise awareness about homelessness, so let's just take it to the streets. That's what we did. So we advertised for some models, and everyone volunteered. I had people tweeting about it, like, and then suddenly it just took off, and I thought, it shows people do actually care about the state of homelessness.
Obviously, he still struggles with his health problems, but he plans to host another fashion show in February to raise awareness about homelessness in London.
Next one, I'm hoping to be bigger and better and actually try and get permission from somewhere to actually do it properly. I'm passionate about homelessness and trying to sort it out, but I'm passionate about showing the good side of homelessness and proving that with a little helping hand, a person can rebuild their life.
That was David Tovey speaking to me, Lane Green, Deputy Books and Arts Editor. In London, this is The Economist.
The Economist.